Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is day 72 of the year, Friday, March 13th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are wrapping up the week by heading out to the Great Plains, the state of Oklahoma. We are looking at District 3, which is absolutely massive. It covers 32 counties, stretching from the very tip of the panhandle all the way to the edges of the Tulsa suburbs. And today, we are profiling a man who is the absolute undisputed dean of the Oklahoma delegation. He has been in Congress for over 30 years. We are talking about Republican Frank D. Lucas.
Stephen, Congressman Lucas is an institutional workhorse. He isn't the guy who goes on cable news every night to yell and scream. He is the guy in the committee rooms actually writing the laws. And his background perfectly matches his district. He is a fifth-generation Oklahoman. He was born in Cheyenne, got his degree in agricultural economics from Oklahoma State, and immediately went right back to the family farm to raise cattle and grow wheat. He lived through the massive farm crisis in the 1980s, and that is exactly what pushed him to run for the state legislature and eventually the U.S. House in 1994.
And because he has been there for three decades, he is the longest-serving Republican on both the House Agriculture Committee and the Financial Services Committee. He used to chair the Agriculture Committee. He actually passed the 2014 Farm Bill. And during the last session of Congress, he was the chairman of the Science, Space, and Technology Committee. But Stephen, the Republican Party has strict term limits for committee chairmen. So entering the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, he hit his limit on the Science Committee.
Right, but you don't just put a guy with 30 years of institutional knowledge on the backbench. So the House Financial Services Committee created a brand new, highly specialized role just for him. Representative Lucas was officially named the chairman of the Task Force on Monetary Policy, Treasury Market Resilience, and Economic Prosperity. It is a massive title, but it means he is the guy directly overseeing the Federal Reserve and figuring out how to stabilize the U.S. Treasury market while the national debt skyrockets.
And he is using that task force right now in early 2026 to have some incredibly high-level discussions with the new Trump administration's economic cabinet. Just a few weeks ago, in early February, Lucas held a major hearing with the new Treasury Secretary, Scott Bessent. Lucas went straight to bat for his rural constituents. He and Bessent aggressively discussed expanding federal deposit insurance, specifically to protect smaller, rural community banks from being wiped out by massive financial shocks.
He is completely focused on economic stability. We also saw that in late January of 2026, when President Trump announced he was nominating Kevin Warsh to be the new chairman of the Federal Reserve, Lucas immediately released a massive statement praising the pick, arguing that Warsh is an expert consensus builder who knows how to right-size bank regulations and increase capital access for American farmers. Lucas wants the Fed to stick to conventional, predictable monetary policy, and he is making sure the new administration hears him loud and clear.
While he is managing the American economy, he is also heavily involved in global security. In fact, Lucas just scored a massive foreign policy victory. In February 2026, his bill, the Protect Taiwan Act, officially passed out of the House of Representatives. The bill essentially states that if the president notifies Congress that China is posing an immediate military threat to Taiwan, the United States will legally be required to push for China to be excluded from international financial groups like the G20 and the Bank for International Settlements.
It is a brilliant way to use economic leverage to deter a military invasion. He understands that global finance is a weapon, but despite all of these massive national and international issues, Frank Lucas never forgets that he is a farmer from Cheyenne. Just a few weeks ago, in late February 2026, massive, disastrous wildfires swept across western Oklahoma, destroying land and property.
And Lucas immediately dropped what he was doing and spent days traveling around the district, meeting with emergency responders and constituents who lost everything. He coordinated directly with FEMA and the USDA to unlock emergency federal assistance and livestock indemnity programs. He knows exactly how devastating weather events can be for a cattle rancher. Because he is one.
He really is the steady hand of the Oklahoma delegation, and his district rewards him for it. OKO3 is an R+23 district. In 2024, the Democrats didn't even bother fielding a candidate against him. He ran completely unopposed in the general election. He is heavily insulated from political drama, which gives him the complete freedom to focus on the math.
The cattle rancher who mastered the Federal Reserve.
The Dean of Oklahoma protecting the panhandle.
That is Representative Frank D. Lucas. That is our profile for Oklahoma's 3rd District. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.